I'm Molly Dove, and you are listening to Morning Edition right here on Aspen Public Radio. Local governments have been hit hard during an economic downturn caused by the pandemic. The city of Aspen projected a $25 million loss in revenue, but as cities and counties take a hard look at their budgets, climate experts are urging them to keep the health of the planet in mind. Reporter Alex Hager joins me now for more on that. Hey, Alex.
Hi, Molly.
So how can governments build climate-friendly policy into their COVID recovery?
Well, the Rocky Mountain Institute, a basalt-based environmental research group, they put together a list of recommendations for governments on how to allocate money and effort while they're working on economic recovery plans. And basically, the report says we could be at a critical fork in the road here. You know, governments across the country are taking a scalpel to their budgets, they're reassessing priorities, and they're figuring out where to send some of that new stimulus money. And the Institute wants decision makers to keep the climate in mind during all of that. They say this is a good opportunity to invest in climate-friendly buildings and transportation, which ultimately could save money in the long term.
And how does that play out locally here in the Roaring Fork Valley?
So I talked to Ashley Pearl, who is the climate action manager for the city of Aspen, and she made a presentation based on that Rocky Mountain Institute report to city council. She said basically there aren't any explicit new climate challenges brought on by the pandemic on a local scale, but as elected officials in all government departments are making decisions about budgets and projects, this is a chance to do it with the climate in mind.
What does that approach look like in practice?
Yeah, Pearl told me this is a chance to sow the seed of climate action throughout all government departments, whether that's transportation or planning and zoning. Here's what she said.
If you're going to do something, if you're going to solve a human health crisis, or you're going to rebuild a building, or you're going to expand your transit system, it may not seem like a climate program, but it needs to have a climate lens.
She said if your priority is to reduce carbon emissions, it is much easier to build low and zero carbon projects right now than to modify them down the road.
Have budget cuts made it harder for Aspen to carry out climate-friendly policies?
Yeah, Pearl's climate office is losing some of its staff capacity and resources, but didn't have to cut any of its programs. And she says the most effective climate work is sometimes in decisions the city is making anyway.
It's not about building new things or injecting a ton of capital into work. It's just making sure that when your water heater runs out, because it's going to at some point and you need to replace it, that you replace it with an energy efficient version. Or when our buses need replacing, that we consider electric buses like we have been.
Pearl said those decisions can sometimes be more expensive up front, but a lot of times they reduce energy usage and in turn save money in the long run.
So it's been widely reported that COVID-19 and climate change are both hitting the most vulnerable populations particularly hard. How are the city's programs keeping equity in mind?
Pearl said they're aware of that, and just like the public health sector, they're trying to make sure that equity is at the forefront. One way that's playing out, the priority used to be kind of let's target the biggest energy users when we're trying to help people make their homes more efficient. But there's been a bit of a shift to let's target the people who would benefit the most from emissions reduction that also saves money. One example there would be the city's home energy assessment program. Now Pearl says they're trying to make sure that the people who are struggling the most to pay their utility bills, that those people are at the top of the list for getting that kind of help.
That was reporter Alex Hager talking about the connection between climate policy and COVID-19 recovery. Thank you so much, Alex.
Happy to do it. Thanks for having me.